Hello, and welcome to another beautiful, wonderful, amazing episode of Painfully Honest. I'm your host, Philip Whaling, and today is a good day. I just feel good, and I know that I'm not always going to feel good, but I'm just embracing feeling good today, and I'm so grateful for the people that are in my life, especially JR. He is my mentor and just such a rock in my life, and I'm just very grateful to have him as a sounding board and as someone to always be able to turn to when I need some feedback, guidance, whatever it may be. He's just always there for me, and he never bullshits me, and he's trying to tone that down, which I don't think is a good thing. He's saying that he wants to be more loving in 2019, but I think he's plenty loving enough. I really need people to be honest and truthful with me, even if it may be hurtful in the moment. Like, if it comes from a place of love, then I'll get over it, you know? I would rather know the truth than have someone lie to me and, or, you know, it might not even be a big lie, just a white lie or an omission of truth, and then have the actual truth come out later, and that is way more detrimental in my eyes. So, just putting that out there, and I'm still figuring shit out, and it's a day-by-day process, but you know what? Today is a good day, so I'm going to celebrate my small victories and enjoy it while it lasts, because I'm not always going to be happy, I'm not always going to feel good, but I feel like if I am more present and enjoy those days that are good, then the bad days won't be as bad. You know, or the other days won't be as other, as Neil Gaiman would say, which I've been listening to that speech again, Make Good Art. If you haven't listened to it yet, if you haven't heard me talk about it, I highly recommend that everyone go out and listen to that speech or get the book, because they turned it into an awesome book that, in my mind, perfectly encapsulates the speech, and it's just so beneficial. I think there's something to glean for everyone, no matter where you are at in your life or what you're doing, or anything like that, because I don't think it, I'm taking it very broadly, but I don't think it applies just to art. I think, I mean, life is art, and, you know, art imitates life, blah, 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 but I think that there's a little something for everyone in that book, and along the lines of today's lesson, which is being grateful for what you have, and taking the good days when they come, and not, like, clinging so tightly onto feeling good. He talks about the best advice that he got from Stephen King, and it was at the height of Neil Gaiman's career. Well, I don't know if I would say the height, but the height of the Sandman series, which is a comic book that he wrote. And Stephen King said, "This is really great. You should enjoy it." And in the speech, he says it, and he's projecting, and then he gets so small and so, like, just soft, and he says, "And I didn't." And he goes on to talk about how he was always worrying about the next story or the next deadline or whatever it was, that he didn't take the time to stop and really enjoy what he had when he had it. And I definitely know that I've done that before in my life, and I probably still do it, and I will probably still do it for a while to come. But as long as I'm aware of it and actively working to appreciate the things I have when I have them and not be so caught up in the past or the future, that is a big step for me, because I've always, for as long as I can remember, either worried about something I did in the past or worried about something that was going to happen in the future, and I've never really focused on living in the present moment. And I do think that that is a reason for a lot of the outcomes of some situations that I've been in, or probably most of the situations that I've been in, that if I would have took the time to stop and think and reflect on it and not just react emotionally, that certain things, who knows, would have turned out better. I you know, I can only control how I react or act to things, and I can't really control their actual outcome, just my side of it. And yeah, that's a big thing that I've definitely struggled with, is control. And I don't know why I want to be in control so much. I think it maybe stems from having a lack of control in my childhood. Like, I felt like I was being too controlled by my parents, even though I didn't really listen to a lot of the things they said. There was, like, some strict-ish guidelines and things that, you know, this is okay, this is not okay. And usually the things that I was told this is not okay, I would go and do anyway. And, yeah, I don't know. You got to make your own mistakes and you got to fail on your own, and no one else can do it for you. So today's lesson is appreciate what you got when you got it. Appreciate the good days when they're good. And, yeah, no one else can do it for you. Only you. All right. Today was a good day. Here's a good podcast episode. And I love you all. I hope you have a great morning, evening, afternoon, night, whatever holidays are coming up. Happy holidays. And thanks for listening. It really means a lot. See you later.